Time for today's almanac. Let's get going. It's Monday. Neil's returning. He's here. I know you missed it Thursday and Friday.
I did. I got to go online and see how it went.
You're going to be really sad because you missed out on talking about Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith. You missed Andy Griffith as a gone but not forgotten.
Yeah.
And I know you would have been able to go on and on and on about the career of Andy Griffith. Of course, I also talked about how he was a proponent for Ritz crackers.
For sure. Yes,
nobody.
Right.
And probably reverse mortgage, too. I can't remember. But
yeah.
Today is Monday, June 5th. 156th day of the year. 209 days left to go. 1752 on this date, proving that thunder's just a noise, boy. Lightning does the work. Benjamin Franklin flew a kite for the first time to demonstrate that lightning was indeed electricity. Electrons are flowing, and that could do work for you. And good old Ben Franklin, 1752, flew that kite. 1851, Harriet, have you heard of the book Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Sure have.
Yep.
It began on this date. Harriet Beecher Stowe published. Now, it started out as these installments in a publication, in a periodical, before it ever was a novel or a book, in something called the National Era, the first installment of Uncle Tom's Cabin from the famous Harriet Beecher Stowe, 1851. The guy can swing on vines. He can communicate in one-word utterances. He was also a pretty good swimmer. Johnny Weissmuller set two world records on this date, 100-yard and the 200-yard. They were yards back
yards,
then.
Yards, not meters.
They were yards, not meters. We hadn't been engulfed to the metric system yet, and I'm still waiting to be engulfed, like they told us in elementary school.
That's right.
I bring that up all the time. We start talking about metric system.
You'll
I can still
it.
Remember my teacher. Oh, we got to learn this because we need the decameters and decimeters and centimeters and all of these.
We didn't.
No. Maybe to buy pop, you need to know liter
right.
a little bit. And then for the Olympics, you need to know meters.
Right.
And there's cubic centimeters for vehicle displacement, engine displacement. But still, it wasn't what they thought it was going to be.
No.
I mean, they put the fear of God in us in elementary. You better learn metric. You're going to be left behind. You're going to be out on Mars, pal. Where are we now? 40 years later. Oh, 1927 was when that happened. 1947, the Marshall Plan took place on this date, and it wasn't to have Penny Marshall direct more films, which we wouldn't mind. She's pretty
right,
good.
Right,
League
good
of Their Own. League of Their Own is outstanding. We could all use a little more Laverne. In fact, I think I'm going to start wearing a J on my shirt in honor of Laverne. A cursive J.
Yes.
How good would that look in all my golf shirts? They would know I'm coming.
They would.
They would know who's on the first tee.
I like it.
1947, George C. Marshall. He was Secretary of State. He outlined the Marshall Plan, which was a plan to help out Europe rebuild. The rebuilding of Europe.
Following
it was devastated. Some
World
of those
War
towns,
II,
those
yes.
pictures, amazing what took place. 1947. 1967, something called the Six-Day War took place between Israel, Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. And it took 6 days. The Israeli Air Force is too strong. But Egypt closed down the Suez Canal, and they wouldn't open it again until 75. So they couldn't get anything through the Suez Canal that wasn't Egypt-related, I guess. And they finally opened it to international shipping in 1975. 1978, boy, 1968 was a tumultuous... It was the 60s.
60s
were
tough.
A tough, tough decade.
Yep.
And 68 even got tougher on this date.
Terry Drinkwater, this is Terry Drinkwater, CBS News. We've had an indication of clarification of exactly what has happened back there. That Senator Kennedy was involved in a shooting, that a newsman was involved, and that one other man was involved. There are now three doctors back there caring for them. There's a large amount of blood on the floor.
This is reporting as it happened.
Wow.
This is in California following his victory in the California primary. He gave his victory speech, and then he said, it's off to Chicago, and we'll win there. I'm paraphrasing. But then he went backstage, and that's where the shooting happened. Sirhan.
How did he get back there, I wonder? Yeah.
Bad security?
Yeah.
Or he had a badge. I can't remember what it was, but... this is all happening on live TV because the cameras were rolling. They were covering that speech, that victory speech in the California primary. And of course, that then opened the door for Hubert H. Humphrey to become the Democratic presidential nominee. He would eventually go on, of course, and lose to Richard Nixon. Yeah. But it happened. This all happened on television. The shooting didn't. It was backstage a little bit. It was off camera. But all this commotion was going on. It's really quite...
So this was really just a couple of months after Martin Luther King Jr. had been shot down.
True. That was 1968. Sirhan Sirhan was arrested for the attack. And I think he's still alive and doing time.
I think he is. You can maybe check that fact checker. I think he's still in prison.
So that was 68.
In California.
1990, we lost the Velvet Fog.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, the smoothness.
You saw me standing alone.
Wow.
Without a dream.
It's like bed sheets with a million thread count.
No doubt. That is sweet.
He was 73. He died on this date, 1999. He also had a great cameo on Seinfeld where he sang to Kramer when Kramer had Novocaine and they thought he was special needs. It was... classic Seinfeld. Mel Torme was a part of that. The Velvet Fog, 1999. He was 73.
Of course, he's the guy. Didn't he give us chestnuts roasting?
Yes, he wrote that. He co-wrote that song. Yeah. He co-wrote that song. Of course, Nat King Cole then took it to the stratosphere when he performed it.
For sure.
It was on this date in 2000. President Clinton became the first major Western leader to address the Russian State Duma. On the state day of his visit to Russia, the Duma, that's kind of the legislature, the Congress, if you will, of Russia. The real truth there, he was there to pick up his Russian mail order bride.
That's correct.
Why he was over there. It was just kind of convenient. Well, I'm over here. I might as well just talk to their governing body. So that was 2000. 2004 on this date in the news.
Former President Ronald Reagan died of pneumonia this afternoon at his home in California. His death brings to a close a remarkable life that bridged the worlds of entertainment, politics, and statesmanship. And the word of his passing comes on the very weekend that the United States and its allies are commemorating the 60th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy.
That was 2004. The 40th president of the U.S., Ronald Reagan, passed away. He, of course, had been battling Alzheimer's disease. He was 93. He did lead a rather interesting life, as Dan Rather mentioned there, with the movies and then moving on into the politics. 2004 is when we lost Ronald Reagan. Your reflections on Ronald Reagan, Neil Freeman?
I think most people would agree he is...
He's a great communicator.
One of the greatest presidents we ever had. Did a great job.
Won the Cold War.
And yes, he did.
Stared down the Soviets.
I wasn't... I didn't see many of his films. Wasn't a Reagan
Bedtime
film
for Bonzo.
Guy.
Yeah, Bedtime for Bonzo is a great one.
Yeah. And I think he played the Gipper.
Yes.
In one of those. But, you know, good man. Good
cattle,
man.
Cattle Queens of Montana. 2016, a year ago on this date, Miss District of Columbia Deshaunna Barber crowned the 65th Miss USA in Las Vegas. She's the first active member of the military to win the title.
Right.
So that was significant. That was on this date, 2016. Let's move on to birthdays today. He was the White House press secretary. He's the Sean Spicer, was the Sean Spicer of the Johnson administration. Bill Moyers is 83 today. Emmy Award winning journalist, 83 today.
She was called the Scarlet Woman by the people who would go to church but left me in the street.
It's a wonderful voice.
And with no parents of my own.
Sang the majority of the Statler Brothers songs lead.
And an 18-year-old boy has got to eat.
Don Reed, he and the Reed Brothers, him and Harold, of course, are kind of the foundation of the Statler Brothers. Don Reed, happy birthday today.
Who's the bass singer for?
Harold Reed.
Harold Reed.
Yeah, he was bass, and then Philip Balzi, which is a great name for, he was kind of the tenor baritone.
Right,
and you had Lou DeWitt, who was the original tenor and would sing the higher parts, but then he had the health issues there in the late 70s, early 80s. That's when they brought in Jimmy Fortune.
Right.
Jimmy Fortune became the fourth member of the Statler Brothers. They're officially in retirement right now, but he could still be performing. He's only 72.
Absolutely.
There are plenty of performers still performing older than 72. But Don Reed, happy birthday to him. The sound of the Statler Brothers, one of my favorites. I can listen. There should be a Statler Brothers channel somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll start it here. So Don Reed is 72 today. Here's another country singer.
And she sang, come a loo, come a loo, come a hide, oh, I come down the very street.
Kathy Mattea, Mary Chapin Carpenter, a couple of others, KT Oslin, have said that this woman here was an inspiration. Name is Gail Davies.
Ooh, sure.
Had some top tens in the late 70s, early 80s. She is 69 today. That's a grandma's song. I get a request for that one every now and then on the all-request lunch hour. So Gail Davies, happy birthday, number 69 for her. Susie Orman. Financial expert. She's got the show on the Money Channel.
Right.
You call in and you, can I afford this? And she usually says no.
Right. You are way underinsured.
You need more in retirement.
You don't have a 529 plan.
You have a high interest rate.
You're not contributing anything to a Roth IRA.
You eat out too much. You have $25,000 of credit card debt. Are you kidding me?
Denied one more time.
Denied.
Denied.
I think seven of those eight things, I think, all qualified for my financial status.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Susie. Hey, Susie, how you doing? Susie Orman is 66. Jill Biden is also 66. She was the second lady of the U.S., married to Joe. So happy birthday to her. She is 66 today. He was born Kenneth Gorlick. But you know him as Kenny G.
I can understand with a name like Gorlick.
Yeah.
It's got to be good.
But he looks like a Gorlick once I look at him.
Right.
With that curly hair. So Kenny G, he plays what looks a lot like a clarinet, but it's actually a soprano sax. Ooh. It's actually brass.
He plays it well.
He does. That's his big hit, Songbird. He's 61 today. Jeff Garland is 55. He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Arrested Development, but he's now currently on one of the funniest shows, I think, on TV. It's called The Goldbergs. If you grew up at all in the 80s, you'd have to love that show, and he's the father.
Come on! Green light, people! Green light! One car went through! One car! Move it, lady! What are you, Sally Field? Put your makeup on at home! Oh! There's a baby unborn! I'll tell you what! There's a moron unborn! Moron! Son of a... Ah! Car full of moron!
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at as
sounds
Murray.
Like Sam Kinison.
He's Murray Goldberg. Jeff Garland is 55. What's famous on his show is he comes in and he always takes his pants off and sits in the chair in his underwear because that's apparently it's based on the guy who did the show who plays Adam Goldberg, not the guy who plays him, but the actual Adam Goldberg videotaped everything when he was a kid.
Okay.
And he's basically taken these videotapes, VHS tapes, and turned them into these shows. A lot of the things that happened actually happened to him and his family.
Love it.
It's a good show. It's Jeff Garland. He's 55 today. Best of wishes to him, of course.
You're like a dream come true.
Got a little R&B for you. Brian McKnight is 48. Remember who did this on the countryside, Neil? Mark Wills, back at one. You spun it several times. Brian McKnight is 48 today. Happy birthday. Mark Wahlberg is having a birthday today. How you doing? Say hi to your mother for me. He is one of the range of his acting right now. I mean, he can do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Ted and the one with Will Ferrell where they were cops, the other guys, and then he can do serious. He did the one about the explosion on the oil rig.
Yeah, that was just
Horizon, Whitewater Horizon or something.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Something like that. The Italian Job and Boogie Nights. Dirk Diggler.
Yes.
On Boogie Nights. But you got to remember that in the beginning of his career, he did this.
Yo, it's about that time.
That's him rapping, Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Wow.
Also, by the way, it was Deepwater Horizon.
Deepwater Horizon, yeah.
On the tip of my tongue.
He is 46. I loved him in the Departed too.
Yes,
he had the Boston accent. Yes. He was the cop.
Yep.
And he ended up being the bad one. He's the one who shot the guy at the end.
Right.
Mark Wahlberg, 46. Joe Gatto, who's one of the four guys, funny guys on Impractical Jokers, the comedy troupe. It's on True TV. Joe Gatto. I think he's the funniest of the four. By the way, he's 41 today. Liza Weil. She's on How to Get Away with Murder. She plays Bonnie. She's on the Gilmore Girls. She's 40 today. Hockey player Mike Fisher, Mr. Carrie Underwood, back in the lineup. Is he not for Nashville?
He's back playing in the lineup.
He's been injured and missed a lot of the time here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mike Fisher, remember when he was traded from Ottawa to Nashville? Stations in Ottawa banned Carrie Underwood's music because thought she was the reason why he got traded to Nashville.
Yeah. Might have been.
That somehow she was able to orchestrate that. Mike Fisher's 37 today. And DJ Mustard. I think some relation to Colonel Mustard. I'm not sure. It might be like second or third time removed. But DJ Mustard is 27 today. Producer, maybe done some rap. I don't know. But 27 today.
I like the name. DJ Mustard. All right. Gone but not forgotten. We start with one of the more celebrated figures of the Old West, lawman Pat Garrett, was born on this day, 1850. He, of course, eventually would be the guy to take down William Bonney, known as Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid was his white whale.
Yes.
He went after him.
He chased him, got him arrested, then got him convicted, but he escaped, and then he tracked him down. It took another year, I think, before he tracked him down and shot him in the dark, in a bedroom. They were not in there together, so to speak. Pat Garrett was born in the state 1850. Mexican outlaw and revolutionary Pancho Villa, born in the state 1878. He was the Mexican version of Robin Hood.
Did you hear early this morning that I said no to chips?
Yeah.
At a Mexican restaurant? Oh, you weren't listening at about 6:45.
It was an epic shower.
It was an epic manifesto on my part.
You said no to chips.
I said no to chips
twice.
We didn't want the carbs. We just wanted to eat the fajita stuff.
Nice.
So we went low carb, eating healthy, and I said no to chips. Might be the first time ever anybody's ever said no to chips at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that's not right.
I said yes to salsa. I mean, I slurped the salsa out of the little stone cup and bowl, but
that's good. At least you did that.
Yeah.
Pancho Villa would be proud of you for at least taking down the salsa.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was a bad guy. You know, he killed people. He stole. But he was an advocate for the poor. He had that Robin Hood kind of folk hero status about him among some of his countrymen. He was eventually gunned down. 1878 for Pancho Villa. Actor William Boyd, if you don't know the name, you may be familiar with the character he played. It was Hopalong Cassidy.
I thought I could trust you, kid. Why ain't you up in that shack?
Because she's a blasted, tricky little coyote.
Oh, now wait a minute, kid. That's pretty wild talk about a lady. We don't make war on women, Johnny.
You keep out of this!
Oh, there's a fight there. Hopalong.
Hopalong Cassidy.
I always thought he was Hopalong and he had a bad leg. I thought maybe he had a limp. Had to get around with a cane.
Right. That really wasn't the case.
But, and one leg was shorter than the other, I think.
That might have been.
That's why they called him Hopalong.
1895 for Hopalong Cassidy. The guy who played him was William Boyd.
Now, was there a TV show?
Yes.
There were movies and TVs.
Yes.
TV shows.
I believe so. Yep. Let's see. Football Hall of Famer. You saw him on Carson. Then he was on Letterman quite a few times. Big offensive lineman. Funny guy, Art Donovan.
Now, when you went to the pros, what was your playing weight?
275.
And what do you weigh now?
About 310.
310?
Well, it's all according to how much beer I drink at night. if I drink a case, I go up a little bit.
He's a big man, too.
At 275, that was huge for the NFL in the 50s.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes, he was. Just had the flat top haircut and just a funny guy, you know, the Eastern accent. Art Donovan, a lot of fun. 1924. Academy Award-winning director Tony Richardson, born in the state 1928, won an Oscar for the movie Tom Jones. You may remember 12 O'Clock High, a movie. Robert Lansing was in that, also 1928. And from the group Badfinger, what about Tom Evans?
If you want it, here it is, call it dead. Make your mind up fast. If you want it,
he was handpicked by Paul McCartney to sing lead on this song because he gave Badfinger this song.
Yeah.
They wrote it. I think he and Lennon wrote it. Gave it to him here. This will get your career going. And it did.
Yeah, it did.
You don't say no to the Beatles.
No.
Money. Sonny.
That's Tom Evans, 1947. He must have, well, he died a little bit young. I don't know how long he's been gone, but Tom Evans, born on this day, 1947. And one more. Actor Daniel Von Bargen was born on this day, 1950, was in several different shows, Malcolm in the Middle, movies, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, but he was in Seinfeld, yeah. Jimmy.
Who could forget him as Mr. Kruger, George's boss?
It says here you worked at Play Now for 4 days.
That should be a 14, let me just...
Well, George, I'll be honest. I could go either way on you. But what the hell? We need someone, huh?
You won't regret this, sir.
I don't care.
He really ran his business with an iron fist.
Yes, he did.
You've really lost a lot of hair. That was another funny one of his lines. The human fund is a good one. Mr. Kruger.
Daniel. That is hilarious. Von Bargen. Born in the state 1950. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
What do we have for facts? Anything?
Yes. So Sirhan is still alive. He is serving a life sentence in San Diego at a prison there. He just turned 73 in March. And Tom Evans died at age 36 by suicide.
Okay, so, there you go. That is it. That's the almanac. And it's brought to you by our friend, Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Andale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers. United Country Real Estate, bringing you what we call the Almanac, this date in history, birthdays, and whatever else comes to mind here on the Bob Morning Show. We're back to wrap it up. Neil has a Bobathon 16 songs. You still doing that?
Yes, I'm
okay,
going to.
Good, good, good. I hope so. Here's Ronnie Millsap in the meantime.
Have you ever